Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for restoring us, making us kingdom kids. And in you we live and move and have our being. And thank you that we can be rooted in this life and life in abundance and bearing fruit here on earth, encouraging people around us and being the lights in the darkness because of your great love. And so we commit this word to you, Lord. Your will be done. Open it up to us as it needs to be. And bottom line, we want your will. We want your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 2 Timothy 1 from verse 13 and 14, the New King James Version. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
Hallelujah. The sound, we must hold fast to the sound, the words, the patterns of teachings. And what these teachings bring in that? It brings the love that God has got for us, that unique love, unique purpose, unique destiny. Everything is found in that love. And God's words open that up to us and gives us faith. It's from faith to faith. God's got faith. He knows the right way. He knows why we're here. He knows what is required. And so we stay in him. So the sound words of Jesus is so important, guys. You know, in this world where there's a kingdom of darkness, is deception, and this deception has crept into every area, into the schools, into business, and especially the medical field. This in the last 3 years, we've just seen how the deceptive people, the people loving money and loving control, and so it's antichrist. So if it's antichrist, it loves death. He says, if you don't believe in God, if you hate God, you love death. And this is what we face. And so we need to stay with a God that is sound, a God that is good, with his teachings that are good. And so abide in the family. I think of that wonderful scripture in 3 John where it says, you prosper in health, wealth, and all things, even as your soul prospers. And your soul prospers when it's in the hand of the Lord, when your will, your intellect, and your emotions are looking to the Lord on a daily basis. And it's so necessary. We need to do that so we don't fall into the deception. And then God opens up the right way. He opens up the answers that are necessary for us to arise and shine. So it's so important these days to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep our ears open to the leadings of God, to the unction of the Holy Spirit. Who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And we've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God, so as to know what has freely been given to us. So guys, stay in tune, daily stay in joy. Where does joy come from? The presence of the Lord, joy of your salvation. And even when you get trials and tribulations, count it all joy. So get into God's presence and wake up and ask him to show you the way for you. Show him your salvation, and then you can be thankful, because all that is prayer. You're talking to him, you're reasoning with God, and that is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. We see that in the scripture, to be rejoicing always, talking to God, prayerful, and thanksgiving. So be strengthened, guys. We are in a kingdom that is blessed. It's of God. A city, and we are all part of that city, living stones. And then there's a river, a spirit flowing to keep us nourished and encouraged to see Jesus and stay in the love of God. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.